Blog Talk Radio.
Deploy the Awaken Life Excel process. If you're a freedom-loving soul, you are in the right place. And we are going to be discussing, health, fitness, Manifestation Monday. This is Carol Parisi, and I got Nancy G. live on the wire. How you doing this Manifestation Monday, lady?
Good. I like that idea.
So, hey, Manifestation. What does manifestation mean to you, Nance?
It means bringing forward your request for how things in your life. Not, I don't really think necessarily monetary or possession. Personally, I think things like, do you want more love in your life? Do you want career options. But what I've quickly learned recently is it's all about making any of those kind of requests. And then just like in a fast food restaurant, when you're waiting in line at the fast food restaurant, you make your request and you drive around the corner and you have no doubt in your mind that your food is going to be there. And that's the favorite one.
Say that again. Say that a little slower and a little clearer. You kind of broke up a tad, so let's hear that again.
I know. I'm almost at home base. So when you order food at a fast food restaurant and you go around the corner, you have no doubt, no question of doubt that your food will be there waiting for you. So that's part of what good manifesting is that you make the request for things to show up. And then know that they will show up. And then it's just in the divine world, as I understand it, there is no concept of time. Time is a human earthly experience. So just because it doesn't show up in the next hour, the next week, or the next month, that's just the standard that we use to mark time and to figure out where we need to be for certain activities. But in the universal world, it's already there. Now you just have to wait till the you here catches up with that, or that catches up with you, whichever way you want to put it.
Interesting. So do you manifest parking spaces, Nancy?
I do, and I would think things that aren't, like, really huge life life-altering things like a parking space, I think happen faster and easier. And things like winning the lottery and finding your perfect partner and things like that. I think there's more to the getting ready for those things to show up than just making the request.
Well, see now, I mean, here's the deal. I always expect to find a good parking spot. I always do. And guess what? I always find a good parking spot. And here, sometimes, in all honesty, when it's beautiful here, a good parking spot is just a nice spot that doesn't have a lot of cars around me, kind of tucked away somewhere, so I can start walking too. You know, so it's that's an easy one. I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard of The Secret. The Secret is based on Wallace G. Wattles' book, and it's Manifest Destiny. And you know, really, Secret though didn't go far enough. I don't think.
No, I agree with you. But it was the initial awakening necessary for most of the world that was not even somewhat aware or spiritual. That, so I think it served a huge purpose to be as broad-stroked as it was.
Right. So what do you think they missed from Secret? What's the secret behind The Secret?
Let me see if I can verbalize that properly. And I'll have to be quiet for a minute because I got to go potty and the phone cuts out. I don't know. What they missed was the how, in my opinion.
Right.
I understood what to do,
exactly.
But not how to do it. That was the part that was missing.
So in your opinion, and knowing what you know, what do you think the how is?
Different ways. I like daily meditation.
Now, why would daily meditation be part of the how?
Because that meditation is setting intention and making those requests of the universe. That's a really good time to do it when you're very clear about what your needs are and you're focused on the feelings that are going to be when you acquire those, when those things show up, I shouldn't say acquire, when those things show up in your life.
Okay. So when you're doing meditation, are you also incorporating visualization of what things are to look like during that meditation? Are you meditating on, you know, what your life is looking like and how it unfolds and, you know, building and creating this vision in life for yourself?
Yeah, and even one step further, because that's what I had been doing for quite a long time, was a new concept in addition to visualization is feelingization. So it's actually focusing on the thought, what the request that you're making, and the feelings associated with that. One was, if you want more love in your life, focus on the feelings of love that you already have in your life, because we know what you focus on is what you get more of. So instead of love in my life, you need to focus on the love you already do have in your life so that more love can come your way.
How about, you know, you just said something. What you focus on, you get more of. And that is such a huge, powerful component.
Oh my gosh.
Strangest Secret I gave it to you years ago. Oh, my God, Earl Nightingale. Do you remember The Strangest Secret? I thought everybody got a copy when we did our mastermind group. But
we did.
Thoughts are things, and what you think about most you become. So it's very interesting. But back to the meditation piece. So you're meditating and you're actually focusing on feelings. Now are you okay? So love, okay. Now let's say you're focusing. Love is an abstract thing, But the greatest and highest love, besides the love for our Creator, is the greatest love of all, is your own self-love. And I don't mean ego love. I mean that intrinsic confidence, that knowing that you know that you know, and treating yourself good. But does it go to other things? Let's say somebody wants a new car. And it doesn't mean you have to get crazy. You don't have to say Ferrari, Lamborghini car, okay? You don't have to go there. Baby steps, right? I mean, I think if you could manifest a BW, at some point you could manifest the Ferrari, right? So you look at this, you hold the picture of this car in your mind, and do you, and I don't know if you do this, but this is part of manifesting. You actually put yourself in a meditative state of where you're actually driving that car and what the interior looks like, and you know what you have, what you're playing on the radio, and what you have on the dashboard, and if you have something in the you know, I put hand cream in my ashtray because it's there, convenient for me when it gets dry. I go ahead and do that, you know. You know, does it have cup holders? Where's the cup holders? Are they on the side? So you're actually just living this experience. And, I mean, I actually, crazy to say this, but before I got into my community organizing, I I visualized myself, you know, talking in front of groups of people, and then I started, you know, talking and what I was saying and my hand movements. And the weirdest thing is, you know, 6 months later, I was speaking in front of groups of people and consistently. And so it's like, and when I think back, I manifested that. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's other secrets, though, how I got to that point. And before I go into those, what other things do you do for manifestation? Because you said the secret is missing some things and how it's done. So clearly this meditation process, which gets you centered, but then also the meditative experience, like you said, feelings, I really believe it's a component because you're living it. You're living it. It's as if already it's already done. And I think there's a secret in that. But I'm going to talk about that after. What else do you do? What else do you do for manifestation? And what else do you think the secret missed?
Well, the secret just missed all the hows. Just gave you the basics of planting the seed that you could. What did you say?
Do you have any more?
Any more? I lost track with you.
Okay. Well, I mean, did you have any more? I mean, you said meditation was one of the hows, and you said there's many more.
The other hows I use is that I write it down, and I crumple up the paper, and I put it in, call it whatever you want. I've always called it God jar.
What do you call it? I didn't hear that.
A God jar.
A God what?
Jar, J-A-R, like messages
God jar.
On paper
okay,
to
okay.
God.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So that's how else I make my requests.
Awesome.
That's part of my way of manifesting. And it works, so I keep doing it.
That's pretty awesome. That's really awesome. So you got it. And are there any other things that you do?
Well, I take action, too. I don't just sit here and...
There you go, girl.
To the best.
That's
a big piece. And the point about
the
meditation
is it guides you...
Right, it guides you into what, you know, all the possible ways to get from point A to B, but being centered in meditation guides you towards the path that's going to get you there in the right amount of time.
Well, now, see, that's the thing, and I'm going to I want to get into the action, because that's a huge paradigm shift. Everybody talks about, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. Great, great. And then you go ahead and do the complete opposite of what you're doing.
No.
Anytime you do so, something, you should, and I don't do this all the time. This is something that I really need to do. You know, I want to get, you know, this done, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I should be focusing every day on getting this done, right? Well, sometimes it's, you get distracted, you know? So,
yep, we're human.
It's human, but you've got to ask yourself, is this moving me, you know, further or closer to my goal of X, Y, or Z? You know, I'm saving for a new car. I'm going to get this new car. Okay, like the example we used before. But what I need to do is I need to come, you know, with a down payment of, you know, $1,000 for this car, and I have bucks right now. So I need to save $50 a week for 20 weeks, right? But you know what? Oh, man, my friends are going out, and there's a great concert, and, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And you just let you just go with it. And sometimes, you know, life is short. I get that too. But the biggest question, you got to ask good questions. And the best questions you got to ask yourself, is this getting me closer to or further from this goal that I want? And
Correct. That's
a really good guidepost, you know, to get yourself, you know, on track, doing the thing, doing what you got to do. Now, I guess that's part of it. But you have to have a major paradigm shift, too. You have to have a shift in your consciousness. And, you know, it's the little things that are done every day. It is taking massive action. But back to my story of me imagining myself speaking in front of groups, well, I took massive action. I started a group. I started participating. I got myself out there. I just started working with people. And then what happens, other doors start opening up to you, you know. And then, you know, sometimes those opportunities are scary. Oh, my gosh, I've never done this before. Oh, my gosh, it's going to take time away from this. But you got to be willing. We're going to go back to this old thing. You got to be willing to do whatever it takes to get that thing. And then you always have to be grateful all through the process. Even if you're not where you need to be, you've got to be grateful for where you are, and you have to embrace and realize the little baby steps and the little progress that you've made, and you keep in gratitude and you keep focusing on the big things, and guess what? All of a sudden you start becoming a manifesting master, you know? And we are to receive. And we are to attract things, and, you know, things that bring us joy and peace and bring us into the abundant overflow and all of those other things. And it's not just that monetary abundance, that monetary overflow, which is very nice, by the way, you know, but it's, you know, the more people you can serve, the more that you serve, the more that comes to you, the more doors open to you. So, I mean, that's just kind of, you know, the manifesting thing. And, you know, goal setting is huge. Goal setting and action plans and then taking that action and then being willing to realize sometimes those side bumps, you know, those bumps in the road, those letdowns, you know, those are just ways to get you back on the track of your authentic place to be, too. I mean, how about when we first started doing the foreclosure thing? Do you remember we were all going to get invested and buy foreclosures, and then all of a sudden we started doing stuff with foreclosures? We were doing something with foreclosures, but it was the other situation that we were doing. We were helping. We were serving the real estate agents on that. But we put it out there, our mastermind team, that we are going to be doing foreclosures in the next year. And lo and behold, you got the job with that agent, and we started doing that work with them, which is, we manifested that, you know?
Right.
I mean, and that's pretty inspirational. But, you know, we actually, you know, when you are in these mastermind manifestation principles, you start, you know, inspiring each other, and your vision becomes more compelling, and then your intuition starts ticking in. You know what I'm saying? Your intuition gets heightened as which way to go. And that's totally
right.
Start when you start becoming in the flow. And that's really, that's magic. That's a magic of creation, too, you know, when you start getting in the flow. The flow of manifestation is amazing. When things just start going and going and you start getting on a roll, I mean, it's awesome.
Yep, that is fun.
It is fun. It's awesome. It is awesome. And there's a lot of fulfillment in that, you know. And then you appreciate it all the way, you know, all the way through. But, you know, why do you think people don't manifest on the other side of it? What do you?
They don't know how.
Okay.
They've never been instructed. Maybe they really don't have the faith that that's the way that things are going to come about in their life. So I think faith is a big part of the manifestation, like the faith of knowing your food's going to show up when you order it.
Right.
People get impatient.
I think we're manifesting whether we know it or not. Oh, my God, I'm just so fat. I just feel so fat. And shit, I gained 5 pounds. Oh, my gosh, you know what? I'm eating really healthy, and I'm feeling more energized, and I haven't been on the scale in 3 months, but I feel better. You know, I just think it's our self-talk and our energy that we're projecting into the universe. And believe the universe doesn't know if you're asking to be fat by saying, I'm fat, I am. Do you know I am is one of the most powerful, powerful things to say? I am. I am. I am. It is one of the most powerful things to say because that is a huge weight of manifestation. I am. I can. I choose. I will. Do you know the power that those words have? I mean, God, when he appeared to Moses in the burning bush, who should I tell them sent me, say that I am. I mean, even God said, I am. Now, God is the I am of the I am, but God gives us clues, you know, I am. We are individual people. Yes, we are all part of a collective consciousness, absolutely, because we are created by a loving creator. But when you say, I am fat, the universe is hearing, oh, ding, 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 fat, we got to do this. This is what we got to do. We ordered it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, I think people manifest whether they know it or not. I think a lot of people think this is a bunch of gobbledygook and they don't believe in it.
Right.
You ask them, how's that working for you? How's your life going? You know, it's just, how somebody will say, oh, man, I'm feeling sick today. I'm feeling under the weather. I mean, I can't
right.
tell you how many times when I was young, that I had to go and bust my ass and do my business because my bills weren't getting paid if I didn't get out there and do it. You know what? I'm feeling sick today. Give me some stuff. I'm going to feel better. I feel great. I feel happy. I feel healthy. I'm going to make it through, you know? And you do. You do. I mean, there are times that you have 102 fever and then it's games off, you know, for some reason.
Right.
I think there's other reasons for that. If you generally live a healthy lifestyle, I think sometimes your body's just like, you are pushing this too hard. You need to take a chillax pill. Done. And sometimes that's the only way to get people to slow down, you know. But
well, even in daily life, you'll come across people, and you're just being friendly and courteous and like, how you doing? And you can note, because I've been around so many people lately, all the different responses. My default response is, fantastic. I don't care if I stayed up all night with a headache. I don't care if I fought with somebody or I had a beautiful, relaxing evening. It matters not. My response, so that my reality for that day is that I'm fantastic. If I keep saying that, then that's what will be. Now, if my response was, man, I feel like crap. Well, you know what? All day I'm going to feel like crap. And
right,
and that's
right.
What people will respond back to. And most people do some kind of positive thing, positive comment back, like I'm pretty good or I'm wonderful or whatever it is. But every like I'm sick or you say how you doing and they're like life sucks.
I said it does.
Sucks to be you, saying? Yeah.
Hey, have a nice day. Nice knowing you. Because I don't need any of that next juju on me. Now, if you want to play the positive game.
Right. Keep walking, and I hope your day gets better.
Right? I hope your day gets better, man. Think positive.
That's all I can say. Mm-hmm.
Say that?
I do say, hope your day gets better. It's not worth saying anything else because they're obviously in a negative frame of mind. They're not going to hear your sermon at that moment.
So they probably grumble and walk away.
Right. But at least you're inflicting out.
I don't know why you're always happy. Because I am pushing babies today. I've got another breath in my body today.
Yeah, somebody said that to me. Why does it seem like you're always happy and smiling? And then I said, because I don't know any other way to be.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And hopefully people will, that attracts people, too. You know that.
That attitude attracts the right people to you that will be like-minded
right.
or that you can assist to some extent.
Right.
But if they see that often enough, they have to wonder what you're taking or what you're doing. And at some point, if you know somebody long enough that's the grumpy person and you're always the cheerful, upbeat person, they will come to you and ask, what are you doing that makes you so happy all the time? You've got to have this problem or that problem or you didn't make enough money or you can't pay your bills.
I've had people ask me, what kind of drugs do you take? I'm like, endorphins.
What?
I am jacked up on endorphins, man. Oh, see, I knew you were taking something. Yeah, baby.
I said, I'm high on life. I'm glad I get to live today. It's wonderful.
We all get the blues. There's nothing wrong with tapping into the dark side if you let the dark side serve you either,
Right.
The dark side is also our warning signal that maybe we need to, reassess. And I mean, I don't know if you listen to the show on duality, but sometimes our darkest parts are also our greatest gifts. I mean, for me, I got a really big mouth, which is one of my greatest gifts. And it's also one of my most blatant swords, too, It's gotten me in a lot of trouble.
I hear you.
Well, Ms. Ann, we actually have about one more minute. So,
I figured we were coming close.
Any final words of wisdom for Manifestation Monday?
I give everyone a challenge to write down some stuff, things they're looking forward to, or they want to manifest, and crumple it up and go put it in a container of whatever sort you want. Just put it away and forget about it. And then next week, you can go open that, or next month, or whatever the thought compels you, and you can go and read those. I waited a whole year once to read any of them. And when I read them a year from the time I wrote them, every single piece of paper in there, every request was absolutely fulfilled.
That is power, and that is a very powerful way to end our show. So thank you for that, Nancy. Thank you for all that were listening. Hopefully you'll give us a call one of these days again here on our Awaken to Empowerment show. This is Carol Parisi. We will be back here next Monday, 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific, on our Awaken to Empowerment blog talk radio, because it's time and it's, it's time. This is a great new year. Things are happening fast and furious. Everybody make it a great week. We'll catch you back here next week. Carol Parisi checking out, saying bye-bye.
Ciao for now.